I had the pleasure of working with Shama this summer and getting to know her as well. So Shama was initially going to be working at a or volunteering at a nursing home and wanted to bring the stories of the elderly and learn about them and kind of translate that into something that other people can learn from, as well as herself. But when that project was delayed, she took the initiative of starting up as a Kindspring editor. And so she got to kind of experience reading all the different stories and editing them and stuff. And so she's taken on kind of a double project this summer, which just goes to show, as we've all seen through the many calls and experiences that she shared, how determined and motivated and passionate and energetic she is. It's definitely, I think the mentor internship line is definitely blurred in our relationship because I've learned so much from her and how she balances school and extracurriculars and being an amazing older sister to two younger siblings and helping take care of her household and stuff when her mom's away. And so I had the pleasure of working with her, and I can't wait to hear your spirit TED talk.
Yay! And yeah, Shama, please share whatever you would like. You have the mic, and all of us, we can, you know, if we have questions or thoughts, we can keep them in mind, and maybe after everyone goes, if we have time, we can do a little popcorn sharing or Q&A.
Definitely. First, I'd like to say thank you for Priya for being my mentor and for always checking up on me, even though I may not have like texted you back always, and for not only helping me through this internship, but she's also helped me in like my college process. So she's been my college mentor as well. And it was really great because I think one thing I've learned from Priya and is like just being positive, you know, like she's always, she's like, no matter like what I say, no matter if any, like any fears I had, she'd always like keep me up, and she'd always tell me positive things like about myself or about the situation at hand. And she'd always give me like a couple different avenues or like ways to go if like one route wasn't working. And she'd always give detailed responses. And she's just a person that I hope to keep in contact with because I think she's an amazing individual. And I'd again like to say that I'm really thankful to have met you guys or like get to know you guys for the past 9 weeks. I was a bit iffy joining this internship because I was like, oh, what is this, right? But this truly has been an experience that I will not forget, and hopefully I can come back next year and do it all over again. And going towards the value that I think was the most important as the value of simplicity. I keep on touching up on that over these past 9 weeks. And I think that value means a lot to me because it directly correlates to kindness. So we think of when we do these actions, like people always think of these like doing big actions, right? You have to change the world, or you have to like somehow change your life and change someone else's life and stuff like that. But I really found from these 9 weeks and just over practicing the actions or reading the readings, right, that simplicity actually does go a long way. And I've had actually several experiences that really prove this to be true. One was the Jamba Juice story that I shared at the Waken Circle. And I think that that one was poignant in my mind because of the fact that it was a small gesture, right? Giving a person a twist or like a piece of bread, right, which was valued at $2, it impacted his day and week in such a great way, right? But then again, that thing wasn't big, it was simple. And I think that that's what I learned to focus on, is the small things. I've always tried to change my life in big ways. Like, for example, I tried to go vegan and I was like, okay, I'm going to cut out everything from my diet. Let's do this now. Right. But obviously that didn't work. And I started like to think about doing small things and like trying to, you know, maybe cut out one thing like per month or something like that, just to ease my path. Just in terms of my life overall, like for example, the meditation that we did, I liked how, you know, my mom always used to tell me to do, like, one day she told me, she's like, okay, you're going to do 1 hour meditation starting now. And I was like, I can't do that. Like, that's impossible for me. But I really liked how this internship, you know, it's easier way, you know, the simplicity, right, of doing 5 and then 10 and then 15 and then 20, right? You don't have to do these big, big things all at once. And I guess I've also noticed that, like, I've learned to appreciate things more with the value of simplicity, right? Normally, like before, I'd value these big, big gestures. But now I started to look more at the simple acts that people do for me, such as giving me a smile or such as, you know, opening the door for me. And I've noticed that I'm a lot more happier with myself when I think about all the good things, all the small, small good things that happen within my day, whether it is I make a drink within like 2 minutes, or if a customer says thank you to me, you know, like I really appreciate what you're doing. I've learned to look at those things more. And it really has changed me for the better and made me a more positive person. Before, I was just very negative, and I thought that I wasn't really a happy person. I'd always look at the bad side of things, like, oh, the shift is not running well, or, oh, there's a big mess over there, or things are not going my way. But I've learned to look at, like, the simple, simple things, and that really changed my outlook. And it not only changes my day, but that changes my week and then my month, and it slowly translates a year and then to your life. And, yeah, that whole act or that whole idea of simplicity has impacted me a lot. And let's see, what else? Like, other experiences I've had would be to, like, you know, give, like, bowls. Like, when I see a dog outside, right, I ask, like, the customer, hey, do you want a bowl of water for your dog and everything? And it's, like, and people don't really think that that's a big gesture, right? And it's not. But the customer sees that you notice that there's a dog outside, or you're caring for them just outside of giving them a drink or just fulfilling their order, right? And, like, you see how these, like, small, small acts do add up over time. At my local coffee shop, there's actually this there's actually this writing that I really like. It says, like, we know that we can't change your day, but we can make you smile with just a simple cup of coffee. And again, like, that really impacted me a lot. And I always look at that, right? And it really, like, I never really understood it before, but after, like, being in this internship and understanding the true concept of simplicity, I've understand to, one, appreciate the small, small things, what my mom does for me, right? I've noticed that before, like, I'd be like, oh, mom, you're not doing this for me, or mom, you're not doing that. But then, like, I noticed that, like, you know, the small, small things she does, whether it be, like, you know, waking me up in the morning, right? I'm 17 years old, and still I can't wake up by myself. My parents have to come in the morning and wake me up, right? And I don't really think about that often. But now, sorry, my dog just walked in. But I really think about that now. And I learned to appreciate my parents, my friends, and, like, people around me and my environment in general. And I've learned to be grateful for what I have, and look towards the small things I have rather than the big things that I don't have. And yeah, I think I just, like, kind of rambled on, but, and I'm also really appreciative that my dog here, he always, like, you know, no matter if I'm feeling sad or whatever, he'd always, like, snuggle up to me and try to make me feel better. And it's a dog. Like, you don't think that they understand, but this guy, he really understands, he really just understands. Actually, there's a story that I'm reminded of. My mom was really sick one day, and so was my dad. And so was my dog. And so she, like, talked to my dog. She's like, hey, like, I'm really sick. I'm sorry. I can't take care of you today. And, like, I don't know if he understood, but somehow, but unfortunately, he threw up on his crate, but he pushed the bottom of his crate out so that my mom wouldn't have to take care of him. And so, like, 5 hours later, like, she comes back and she sees him just, like, sitting there, and she started to, like, almost cry because she's like, there's a dog. Like, she didn't understand that a dog could really understand what she said. And it's those like small things, like whether it be like she just talked to a dog, you know, like it was just a simple thing, but instead like it really changed her day and it made her feel better. And yeah, like I learned to appreciate, love what I have, love myself mostly, right? But like look towards the good things that I have, like good things about myself, you know, whether it be like that I'm an outgoing person instead of being a, you know, like I may be loud, yeah. I could see that as a positive thing or a negative thing, right? But yeah, really look towards the simple qualities of myself and try to live my life simpler and do things small, like in small increments. And just, you know, try to live simply happy.